Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent on a pretty pleasant fall Saturday morning, and they're going to have a very interesting program this morning. As you know, as a realtor, one of the things we focus on most in our backyard and in our industry is quality of life. That's kind of our mantra for real estate. And one of the most important aspects of quality of life, aside from affordable housing and the ability to realize the American dream, is public safety. So I have Sheriff Bill Elfo in the house today, and where you're going to discuss kind of the state of the union of public safety in Whatcom County, and also some of the things that we as consumers can do in order to ensure we have the safest community possible. First off, I will run down the numbers for Whatcom County real estate for the last 7 days. We continue to see the inventory very, very low throughout the county. We've had 56 homes come onto the market, single-family detached homes in the last 7 days, while we've had 60 homes go under contract. The average size of the homes coming on the market around 1,950 square feet. The average size of the homes that received accepted offers, very close, 1,890 square feet. The all-important price per square foot, this tells us the trend. We had the homes come on the market at an average square foot price of about $288 and per square foot. And obviously, sellers are optimistic. They know the market's still strong because the average price per square foot of homes that received accepted offers was quite a bit lower, $245 square foot. So sellers are optimistic because they know that buyers are still out there and more homes are selling each week than are coming onto the marketplace. So still a seller's market as we head in close to the holiday season. And if you've heard my promos through the last week or so, you know that I believe now is the very best time to put your house on the market between September and Christmas, because you've got less competition. The buyers are serious if they're coming to your home, and it is probably the ideal time if you want to be the only one in your block that has somebody to offer and people are still looking on your block for a home. When we come right back, I'll be joined by Sheriff Bill Elfo. We're going to talk about public safety in Whatcom County as soon as we come back.
With banking, everything is personal because you deserve personal attention to your most important priorities. Please consider Bank of the Pacific when you need personal and convenient banking services from local banking professionals. You'll find the value of current technology applied to your everyday banking needs, including rewards checking, a free mobile banking app, free mobile deposit, and deposit-taking ATMs. To find the right combination of value and advanced financial solutions, look no further than your local community bank, Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC.
Don't put up with this.
Call Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Dan.
We co-host In the Shop Saturdays from 9 to 10 on KGMI 790.
And we run Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
The ASE certified techs at Bellingham and Burlington Automotive can take care of this.
So you can get back to this.
Schedule an appointment online today at bellinghamautomotive.com or burlingtonautomotive.com.
Delivering exceptional automotive service for over 25 years.
When I think about my grandparents, I'm immediately taken back to warm memories of meals shared around their dining room table and laughter exchanged around their fireplace. Hi, I'm Brad Barron, engineer and fourth generation Barron at Barron Heating and Air Conditioning. Over 45 years ago, my grandfather installed Barron Heating's first fireplace in one of Whatcom County's newest developments, Sudden Valley. Grandpa Dan took great pride in his craftsmanship, ensuring that every fireplace or stove he installed was truly the heart of his customer's home. Today, Barron Heating continues this tradition by providing beautifully crafted hearth products through its Firelight by Barron division. Featuring America's best-known brands of stoves, fireplaces, and inserts, a Barron Firelight expert can help you build your perfect flame. Visit a Barron showroom today and browse our endless options. We'll help you find an ideal fireplace that's tailored to your needs and style of home. Let us set the stage for you to create memories that last for generations. Firelight by Barron, a tradition of warmth and beauty since 1972. Our mission, improving lives.
Get local news, weather, sports, and all the information you need instantly. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and at KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. This morning's program, very important one. We're going to talk about public safety. It's all part of quality of life and real estate, and the reason so many people love Whatcom County, and more people tend to be coming this direction for good reason. I have in the studio this morning Sheriff Bill Elfel. Bill, first of all, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me on.
Taking time out of your busy schedule. It's been, I think it's been maybe at least a year since we've done a kind of the State of the Union, if you will, about public safety throughout Whatcom County. And I just got to say, it's interesting. Being a realtor, I see it firsthand. The area is growing. It seems like it's growing so much faster. The amount of traffic, and we actually have traffic on I-5 many mornings now, you can just tell there's more and more people coming into this community. So this program in particular would be interesting for those that maybe have moved here in the last year or two, and also for those of like myself that have been here for decades and starting to see the change. Whatcom County has always been kind of a sleepy, quiet, safe community, but we are evolving quickly.
Yes, thank you, Mike, and I appreciate coming in and talking about the sheriff's office again. Start out with some good news. The crime rates in Whatcom County have actually dropped dramatically beyond state and national levels. Property crime rate is down 44% over the last 15 years. Violent crime is down 24%. Burglaries alone are down 63%, but we still have crime. The biggest challenge we're having now at the sheriff's office is dealing with people in acute forms of mental illness and or substance abuse. And that is a growing problem. It's an escalating problem. And I can't put my finger on any one causation. So it's a business that we're the only 24-hour, 7-day-a-week social service agency to speak that responds to these. And are, you know, we've started doing a better job of tracking our 911 calls that are related to mental illness. And between 2016 and 2018, we noticed a 34% jump. So we've developed strategies to try to deal with that. One of those strategies is we have two mental health deputies now that are highly trained. We started this as a pilot, and then we expanded it with a second deputy. And their job is to intervene early and try to get the people connected with the treatment community, social services. The county health department has what they call a GRACE program, which we need another hour to explain what that's all about. But it's very helpful to law enforcement in taking these people off our hands and getting them directed to services. The biggest challenge we've had in doing this is the lack of services that are available. You know, we take the people to the emergency room if it's an involuntary commit, and we see them out very quickly, and they're back to the same behaviors over and over again, which are a menace to the community and a menace to public safety often. So for the last 20 years, since I was a police chief, since I've been sheriff, we've been advocating for a meaningful place that we could take people for treatment and do a relatively quick handoff to the mental health community. And I'm glad to say that groundbreaking occurred just under 2 weeks ago on a new crisis stabilization facility. It's out in the Iron Gate area. And the sheriff's office has been intimately involved in the design and planning for this to make ensure that it's a viable option for all law enforcement, not just our deputies, but all law enforcement officers in Whatcom County. So we're looking forward to that coming online. It's expected to be in June. So it's, you know, it's not probably large enough or adequate, but it is a good start.
You know, it's interesting. I presume this is a nationwide issue, and I can't imagine whether it be 20 years ago, back when you were police chief of Blaine, or even further back, that you ever would have expected that being the sheriff would also, in the sheriff's office, would also be involved to such a large degree in mental health. And I, from an observer, the big difference I see is 20, 30 years ago, you put bad people in jail because they were bad people. Now you've got people that, for a variety of usually drug-induced issues, they're doing things out of desperation, but underneath it all, they may be good souls, but they're doing desperate things because they're in a desperate state. It's everything has changed so much.
Well, you know, usually a lot of people with mental illness, the ones that come to the attention of people call 911 about they have co-occurring. A lot of them are using drugs, which are aggravating existing mental health disorders, and that's kind of what our findings are. There's a lot of people who have mental illness that live sure. in the community and don't commit any crime. I don't want to create confusion there. But there are people that are mentally ill that commit very serious crime, and those people we do have to continue to take to jail, and then the judges make a decision as to what's the most appropriate course of action. Often they'll hold them until there's a psychiatric evaluation, and if necessary, they can do a civil commitment to hold them longer and require that they have some type of treatment until prior to being released.
As consumers, we all, I think, at some point or another have witnessed in our streets or in businesses or malls or whatnot, people that are clearly under the influence and many times in an extreme fashion. What should a consumer do when they see a person that is certainly out of it, if you will?
Well, I mean, you would avoid contact, and you should call 911 and report it to law enforcement. And, you know, we actually work very closely with the fire service, too. They have a community paramedic program in all the medic units around the county, and they're in the process of expanding that, where we can intervene and try to get them help and try to get them into services. You know, you see people asking for money, and, you know, that's a personal decision. You know, are you going to fuel their addiction, or are you helping them get a meal they need? And, you know, you have to call that. But, you know, I always recommend that people donate to the Lighthouse Mission because they do a tremendous, fantastic job of not only taking care of people's need, feeding them, but helping them turn their lives around.
That's the key. Otherwise, you have that revolving door, and it probably escalates and gets worse and worse. And, yeah, the Lighthouse Mission, I think particular the Lighthouse Mission here in Bellingham has done an exceptional job for a long, long time. But they also are faced with the dilemma of capacity. Capacity is a big issue. When I come back from the break, speaking of capacity, could you give us an update as to what's happening with our jail facilities and what the future may or may not look like there? So talk with Sheriff Bill Elfo. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
The lowest prices of the year end tomorrow at Car Toys.
Excuse me, can we dump the cute sound effects and get straight to Car Toys' amazing Black Friday deals?
Our lowest price ever on Pioneer Apple CarPlay, starting at just $279, with free installation by our experts, limited to stock on hand.
Our lowest price of the year to upgrade your music with Alpine speakers, $29, less than half price.
Our lowest price ever on a Kenwood Multimedia DVD receiver, $149, plus a free backup camera, limited to stock on hand.
Free installation on our best-selling Apple CarPlay receivers.
Buy one, get one free speakers and subwoofers from Alpine, Kenwood, Infinity.
Black Friday savings on backup cameras, video, car alarms. Black Friday savings on detailing packages.
18-month no-interest financing is available OAC. See store for details.
The lowest prices of the year.
Car Toys, a better way to go.
Late summer is the perfect time to get the yard you've always wanted. With help from the experts at Wynnewood Enterprises, let Wynnewood seed and establish your new lawn this August or September, and you'll have a great start heading into fall. There's nothing better than looking out at a lush, green lawn. Let Wynnewood Enterprises take your yard to the next level. Whether you're looking for a complete installation with hydro seeding or want to use sod to get a same-day effect, they've got the expertise to give you the lawn you've been waiting for. Wynnewood Enterprises also has a blower truck that will come in and do any big job for you. They can easily and efficiently blow in beauty bark, compost, wood chips, soil, sawdust, and play chips. This no-mess machine can handle it all, and fast. Check their website for an easy-to-use calculator to find out how much you need to get your own projects done. And for a free estimate, find them online at WynnewoodENT.com. That's WynnewoodENT.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent. My guest this morning is Sheriff Bill Elfo, and we wouldn't be here discussing public safety with Bill if it weren't for our sponsors. I want to thank two of them right now, Linden Sheet Metal at the corner of Guida, Maine. They're the folks to get a hold of right now because the weather last couple of days is starting to turn cool. Before you know it, we could have more frost, freezing temperatures. Make sure your furnace is up and ready to get the job done. That's Linden Sheet Metal, and also Windermere Real Estate with offices located in Linden, Birch Bay, Bellingham, Fairhaven, and their newest office in the rapidly growing area of Ferndale. I heard Chris did a great job earlier today talking to the mayoral candidates and the candidates for Ferndale. It was very interesting to listen in. Good job, folks. Also, I want to give kudos real quick. Yesterday, I was at the Bellingham-Whatcom County Chamber of Commerce networking breakfast, and I just want to say, if you're in business in Whatcom County, work for a business, and want an opportunity to connect with other people, particularly if you're new to the area, that is probably the primo opportunity to do so. And I need to go more often. It is that good. But right now we're talking about public safety. Bill, I remember it was a number of years ago, there was a campaign called the Jail Yes Campaign to build a temporary jail in Iron Gate because of capacity issues downtown. Bring us up to speed. Where are we at?
Well, after that campaign and the jail didn't materialize, and there was unwillingness on the part of the administration at that time to move forward with it, there was a 17-member jail planning task force created of citizens, experts, who recommended building a jail outside the downtown core and have it on a horizontal plane where it could be incrementally expanded. And their plan went on the budget, went on the ballot twice and was rejected by the voters, and I think we have to respect that. So it's, you know, ultimately up to the county council to decide how large a jail is going to be, where it's going to be located. So they're actually going through that process now. There's not been any definitive decisions made as of yet as to what location they're looking forward to. But I think the preference is downtown and a jail under 290 beds, and keeping what was the interim work center opened and make some improvements in there and continue to operate two facilities. We are in such a desperate need of not only space in the jail, but specialized housing that we need in there for people who are mentally ill that the courts have required that they hold. They're difficult to manage. They have special needs. Those that are undergoing withdrawal from narcotics. We have a treatment program, but it's very hard to operate without space. And also people with medical needs. We've had dozens, you know, at least 10 consultants come in and recommend that, both on the design and operation side, but also on addressing issues with the structural and infrastructure systems within the facility. The county's spending over $4 million now to replace the failing doors. And the engineers at last reported said we could spend up to $32 million over the next few years just to keep the facility opening. And we're required to take down large blocks of cells while the work continues. They're going to be putting a new deluge system in it. So I support the county council for wanting to replace what has really become a money pit with a facility that's much more efficient to operate, that's safe, and that's humane, and meets all the legal requirements. A group called Disability Rights Washington, who are chartered to look at jails and report back to the legislature on their findings and have authority to bring litigation, were highly complimentary. They reviewed us just a couple of weeks ago of our staff and the treatment providers that are in the jail. They think they're very competent. They're doing the best job they can. But they were very critical of the flawed architecture, design, and lack of what a modern facility needs, given the rise in a population that is suffering from mental illness. So I plan to stay tuned in with that and build a consensus with the county council to move forward.
Are booking restrictions still a concern?
Booking restrictions are still a concern. We're sending out of lack of any other resources, and when the construction starts, we're going to have less space in the jail to send people to Yakima County, which is less than ideal. We're separating them from their support systems, their families, their lawyers, the courts, and it can be very chaotic, but it's a last resort. Even Yakima County has said we can't take people anymore, and particularly from the acute mentally ill people that are in jail, mostly from the city of Bellingham. They just don't have the capacity to deal with some of the situations involving mental illness there. So we are currently working with another county a little closer. We're in negotiations with them to give us a little bit of help until at least the current construction projects are over in the jail, and to make sure officers have a location where they can take someone.
You know, it's interesting. I was at a council meeting in Blaine several weeks ago, and they came up the fact that Yakima, they also would, for lack of a better description, export folks over to Yakima in the jail system. And it sounds like that happened fairly suddenly, quicker than one could easily prepare for it.
Right, and that happened pretty quickly. We had to reduce the population. We had doors failing, locks failing, lack of a day-loose center. So I put a cap on the population of the downtown jail at 212, and we reached capacity. We shipped people out. But we're doing a lot on another end to keep the jail population down. It's up to the courts and the judges who gets out of jail and when, not law enforcement, not the sheriff.
Right.
So we're providing the courts with more options, and the council has been very supportive of providing us a small amount of funding that has big savings in both space and money. So we've expanded electronic home monitoring now to pretrial people charged with crimes that haven't been convicted. The judges, there were some legal concerns. They've worked through those. So in lieu of holding someone in jail that can't make bail, sometimes they'll use electronic home monitoring. And there's a lot of technology involved that we can monitor substance abuse if they want. And the technology, build fences if it's a domestic violence case to make sure they don't go near their victim. So there's a lot going on there. But the court's use of jail time is actually down, district court and superior court, down over 12%. So these programs are, and other programs the courts are doing, they're working on, they have a number of initiatives on their own, like reminding people of court dates that don't have the wherewithal, and then the issue's a warrant, and it's just a cycle. So that's been very successful. And, you know, I've got great partnerships with the judges, with the clerks of the court, with the prosecutor's office, and even the public defense to make sure we're just using the jail space for when it's absolutely necessary.
You know, in the second half of the show, it's going to be interesting. I want to talk to you about, with all the news stories about things like tsunamis and earthquake, about emergency preparedness, something we probably take for granted as consumers. But when a disaster strikes, you had better be prepared. And we'll talk about where the county is on that and cross-agency cooperation and the like as soon as we come back. But first of all, we're going to help you learn to prepare for the rainy season, which got off to an early start a few days ago and may be returning soon. Pillar to Post is joining us this week, and they're going to talk about your drains. We'll be right back.
Again, for the Pillar to Post tip of the week, I've got some young professionals. So we're getting some professional advice. Hey guys, what are some things that can grow up around houses and cause damage?
Kids.
What?
Kids.
Kids? Yeah, kids definitely can damage houses. But fortunately, we're not allowed to get rid of them until they're 18. But what are other things that we can get rid of?
Trees.
Trees? What do you think?
Chopping them down a different this way. Like, so they will fall the other way.
Yeah, so George says if we chop them down properly, they'll fall away from the house. Because George knows, what can trees do to your house?
Fall down and break the light bulbs so you have no more light.
They can plug up the gutters.
They could do all kinds of stuff. Plug up gutters, fall down on our house, break light bulbs. So keep the trees, trim back, cut back, look, see if they're going towards the house, so we can get that house to last your lifetime.
KGMI News Update.
KGMI News Time, 10:31. It is 46 degrees in Bellingham, heading for a high of 57 today. The trial to determine who is to blame for the construction delays of Seattle's State Route 99 tunnel and cost overruns has started. KGMI's Al Sandy has more.
In Olympia, jurors heard opening statements Thursday in the trial that's pitting the State Department of Transportation against Seattle Tunnel Partners. King TV reports the state wants Seattle Tunnel Partners to pay nearly $60 million for delays. Seattle Tunnel Partners says the state and potentially taxpayers should be on the hook for over $300 million in damage and delays. The trial is expected to last 10 weeks. Al Sandy, KGMI News.
A jury has found that an Olympia police officer did not violate the constitutional rights of two brothers he shot while responding to reports that two men matching their description had tried to steal beer from a supermarket. The Olympian reports the jury also rejected a theory Thursday that Officer Ryan Donald was negligent in the shooting. Officer Ryan Donald shot Bryson Chaplin and Andre Thompson in 2015 after confronting them for stealing beer. He said the pair attacked him with a skateboard. They claim they were shot as they reemerged from woods. After initially fleeing the officer, Chaplin was paralyzed. Thompson suffered an abdominal wound. Donald is white while the brothers are black. The shooting set off a series of protests in Olympia. A Thurston County jury previously had found Chaplin and Thompson guilty of assault in that incident. 40 years ago today, Douglas Adams published his book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. CBS News correspondent Vicki Barker from London.
It was the radio series that revealed the secret of life, the universe, and everything. And the answer?
42.
Well, 40 years ago today, the book based on the BBC's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was published.
42!
Though, come to think of it, author Douglas Adams would probably have preferred we all wait to celebrate until 42. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
KGMI dependable forecast, cloudy and 57 today, and then rains back tomorrow. The only dry day next week is Monday, otherwise rainy, breezy, highs in the mid-50s throughout the period. 46 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
And we come to you with breaking news. It appears Linden Sheet Metal just announced a sale on heating and cooling equipment. We now join Barry Barometer.
Linden Sheet Metal is having the sale of the season, and people are flocking in droves to take advantage of this rare sale on equipment from American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, who is one of the nation's top-rated brands for heating and cooling equipment. Rose, what are the details?
Well, Barry, we are offering up to 10% off new quotes on American Standard Heating and Cooling equipment, or special financing for 60 months with approval of credit. Between this sale and utility rebates, you can save thousands.
There you have it. Top equipment from a top company, all on sale. Call Linden Sheet Metal, your independent American Standard dealer today for details. Back to you.
That, folks, is all the news that is news.
Take advantage of this rare sale on American Standard heating and cooling equipment. Call today to reserve your share of the savings. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
KGMI Sports.
On the grid, week 6, prep football last night. Anacortes shuts out Bellingham, 58-0. Arlington also dominated Oak Harbor last night, 43-8. Friday Harbor, 57, Foss, 0. Linden beat Burlington Edison, 37-6. Linden Christian, also victors last night over Meridian, 38-14. Marysville Pilchuck beat Marysville Getchell 47-7 last night. It was Mount Baker 57, Nooksack Valley 7, Mount Vernon 33, Mariner 7, and Cedro Woolley beat Blaine 42-2 last night. It was a homecoming victory for the Seahome Mariners at Civic Field last night. They beat Seacrest 35-14 in front of an adoring home crowd. They converted a couple of touchdowns on Cedar Crest turnovers for their homecoming victory. Today, also at Civic Field, Ferndale and Squalicum square off at 6 p.m. if you want to see that one. The Seattle Seahawks could be without starting offensive lineman Dwayne Brown and DJ Fluker for tomorrow's game at Cleveland. Brown and Fluker were both listed as doubtful on Friday's injury report. Fluker left Seattle's game against the L.A. Rams with a hamstring injury, while Brown has played through a biceps injury for a couple of weeks. It's an 8 a.m. pregame, 10 a.m. kickoff tomorrow morning on AM 1170 and 97.9 KPUG, the sports leader. 4-2 Washington is at 4-1 Arizona today, also on KPUG with a 6 p.m. pregame, 8 p.m. kick tonight. The Huskies are favored by 6 in that one. UW has averaged at least 4 yards per carry in all 6 games this season. And on the ice, the Philadelphia Flyers are at Rogers in Vancouver tonight to take on Vancouver. The Canucks are in Game 2 of Hockey Night in Canada on CBC at 7. The team split 2 games last season, with the home team winning each of their games. And that's KGMI Sports.
Want to spend a cozy fall curled up in your warm, comfortable home? Cascade Natural Gas customers are eligible for rebates to help with those high-efficiency heating upgrades. Choose a Cascade Trade Ally to install your natural gas upgrades. They're familiar with Cascade's rebate program and can help with the application process. You'll love the savings on your utility bill and the increased comfort in your home.
Clean Air Comfort Systems is highly rated and family-owned, keeping families like yours comfortably inside all winter long. Trust Clean Air Comfort Systems to install a qualified gas furnace in your home today. Online at cleanaircomfortsystems.com.
Take advantage of Cascade's rebates program when upgrading your natural gas appliances or insulation. Increase your home's comfort and reduce your utility bill, all while saving energy. Check out Cascade's rebates and enjoy the rewards of comfortable, affordable, reliable efficiency. Applying is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Establish your eligibility and find a list of qualified trade allies at cngc.com.
Get news updates, hear your favorite talk shows, and listen live all day without turning a dial. Go to kgmi.com and hit listen live.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent, and we are talking about public safety in Whatcom County, and no better person to kind of tell us where things are at and the things that we can do as consumers, too, than Sheriff Bill Elfo, who's in the studio today. So, Bill, we're in a pretty unique place here in Whatcom County, a large coverage area, a lot of different terrain, and I've lived in North Carolina. You lived in Florida. I've lived in New Hampshire. So we experience things like hurricanes, ice storms, tornadoes. None of the things we get here. However, we kind of have the sleeping giants here. We could have an earthquake. We could have a tsunami. We could have the Mount Baker decide it's going to wake up. A lot of things that we kind of take for granted. But when it comes to preparedness, emergency preparedness, you can't take things for granted.
No, the sheriff is the de facto director of emergency management in Whatcom County, and we have emergency management team, and we have a state-of-the-art emergency operations center that's located out by the airport where we share space with both the Port of Bellingham and the City of Bellingham. But aside from those natural type disasters that we plan for, and every year we hold a major exercise, and each one of those have been addressed to test our systems, we also have critical infrastructure that's really necessary for the survival of our community, whether it's the railways, whether it's the industrial areas out at Cherry Point. We need to be prepared for anything that can happen. And from my perspective, we can't meet the folks the first time that we're going to rely on, whether from the private sector, the fire department, the police departments, public works. We all need to work together, know each other, and that's why we have these exercises. Next week, we're actually having our major exercise for Whatcom County. It's going to simulate a train derailment that will occur partially in Blaine and partially across the border. And we'll be working with our Canadian counterparts just to test our coordination, our ability to respond. And so, God forbid, something like that does happen. The relationships will be in place. The response plans will be in place. And we'll know how they work. One of the things we've identified, though, one of the deficiencies we've identified in past exercises is the lack of adequate communication systems. And we see that not only in emergencies, but day-to-day operations where our sheriff's deputies, our police officers, our fire service, and our emergency medical responders often do not have critical radio coverage in parts of the county. So we've put forth a plan. We've hired someone to design a plan, not to build a new $40-50 million radio system that was proposed years ago by actually Dale Brandlin. That's how far back it goes, and that was the cost back then. But it's to build on existing infrastructure, replacing repeaters, more strategically locate some of our repeaters and radio systems, upgrade connections, make use of existing broadband to provide much better level of coverage. So we're moving forward to accomplish that. We're actually at this point seeking out a coordinator to oversee and a project manager to oversee that. And we're working with all the cities and all the fire districts. We're all going to partner in this. But Sheriff's Office, through our Emergency Management Division, is taking the lead on that.
You know, aside from the natural disaster side of things, school shootings, malls, et cetera, I mean, my wife and I, we were in Vienna about, was it 3-4 years ago now, and I'm flipping on the news, and I never would have dreamt that I'd be looking at Cascade Mall in Burlington in Vienna, and it was a lead news story in Europe at that time, so it can be pretty close to home. What's changed in terms of public safety of mass shootings?
Well, all our law enforcement is trained for immediate response to active shooters. We've worked pre-planning with the schools. I know the city police have worked with the mall. So places that are high likely, mass shootings can occur anywhere, but we try to get the most we see happening in other parts of the country and do pre-planning. And one of the things we're doing is working with our paramedics, the Bellingham Fire Department and District 7 Fire. They're starting their program, is to have the medics move in quickly with us and to what we call a warm zone, where we can treat patients while the shooter is still active and has been isolated to another area of the building. Because those seconds delay when people are bleeding out, and we want to
save lives.
Save lives. That's what it's all about. And, you know, the philosophies have changed. You know, 20 years ago, you would wait for a SWAT team, and we have a very, very competent SWAT team. But we don't have the luxury of waiting. The first deputy or the first officer gets there has to go in. And we have to be able to work. We don't have large law enforcement agencies here in Whatcom County. Everybody's relatively small. So it's like all hands on deck and work with our partners and other agencies, including the federal agencies as well, who will be secondary responders to those types of incidents. So,
you know, that brings up a good point. Opportunity to respond and assist is augmented by Homeland Security. And there's probably has two sides of that coin. It also means we have to be more vigilant about bad players that may cross the border, because we are at a point where people, if they want to get out of the United States, I-5, that corridor, this area, is a prime opportunity for them. But how does it work in our favor, and what are the particular challenges by our location?
Well, the international border, as you've pointed out, you know, the feds catch about 70 people a year that are wanted in other parts of the country or even around the world, and they become our responsibility until they're extradited back to their communities. But, yeah, people seeking to get to Canada, or people going to Alaska, they want to get away from everything. They want to leave behind some criminal histories or criminal warrants or charges they have here. So we frequently have them in our community. And I could think of two instances. They both occurred in the city of Bellingham, but they ended up in the jail. That have committed murders. They were rejected entry into Canada in both cases. One was a sex offender from Colorado, and the other was a Mariolito that came over on the boat lift, and one killed a young woman and cut her head off in Maritime Heritage Park, and the other stabbed a young man to death down at the Fred Meyers on Lakeway Drive. So those are living examples of some of the people trying to go to Canada. They get rejected. Some go back to other areas, but some stay right here in our community and cause problems. So
I'm curious, when Homeland Security steps in, whether there be their helicopter overlooking a potential crime scene or whatnot, helping you find, locate people, do we as a county get a bill for that, or are they just there to help us?
We're very fortunate to have Homeland Security, Air and Marine, located right here in Whatcom County. And when that helicopter launches, there is no charge to the county. They provide assistance, and in fact, they self-initiate. If they hear we're going to a burglary in progress, or we're chasing a vehicular pursuit of an armed robber, they launch, and they're able to communicate with us. And I don't think we could ever afford to have our own helicopter and trained up that important tool. Even for search and rescue operations, you know, we rely sometimes on the Navy to do that. But having Homeland Security here, and we get injured people off of Mount Baker, they are just a great asset. And the Border Patrol, they don't enforce state and local crimes. Their job is protection on the border. But if we have a major accident scene and we need intersections closed down, or in one case, somebody was beating one of our deputies with a hammer, and the Border Patrol quickly responded and helped resolve the situation very quickly. So they're good partners in what we do here in Whatcom County, and we're just very glad to work with them on those issues.
As a realtor, I get often asked by people moving from out of area, in particular, about, how safe it is to be this close to the border. And my response, and I may be wrong, but my assumption is this is probably one of the safest areas, because you have lots of sets of eyes. And if there's a fugitive or someone who's bad is trying to get over the border, the last thing he wants to do is hang around that border if he can't make it across. And they're doing a good job of Homeland Security and Border Protection and keeping them from entering either Canada or vice versa. But I don't think they're going to hang around.
Well, we've had the increased presence of Border Patrol in the county since 9/11. Yeah. And before that, when they had a much lower, maybe one-tenth of what we see today, we had people traversing up in Blaine. They'd walk right through people's yards, bringing drugs, guns, both directions. And it created, you know, we've had citizens encounter these people, and it's been a very dangerous situation for them. So the increased presence of the Border Patrol at the border has been very helpful in reducing that and enhances the safety of our entire community.
As a real estate agent, people also come from areas that typically have a much more higher opportunity for crime, maybe coming from larger cities, and they're always asking me about how safe is this area. What are the best resources for someone who moved to Whatcom County yesterday to perhaps go online and find out what the crime rate is in their area before they decide this is where I want to locate or not locate?
Well, we have a dashboard that's online. You could look at what crime is in your neighborhood, and you know, we try to track that. But also, you know, probably the best way is we don't mind answering those questions. If someone doesn't want to navigate a website and understand the categories of crime, they can call me and I'll refer them to some of our crime analyst unit, and we'll give them the lowdown.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. What areas, before we go to the last break, what areas can we as citizens do our part to help keep the community as safe as it's been and continue to make it even safer?
Well, we need to report suspicious activity, of course. That's just common sense. But, I mean, support making public safety priority number one in budgeting. And, you know, we've got like 90 commissioned deputies, including myself, to cover 2,500 square miles. And we work primarily in the unincorporated areas of the county, that population is larger than any city, and we have the unique challenges of staffing areas like Point Roberts, which we have to traverse 27 miles through Canada and go through customs twice to get there, and New Halem, which we have to drive miles and miles through Skagit County. So our resources are spread pretty thin. We have people move up here from Santa Barbara. They call 911, and there's a police officer on their door in 30 seconds. And
I can't believe it.
They come out here, and they build a mansion east of Glacier, and they don't get the same response. So that's some of the challenges we have, and we address that. We put a neighborhood deputy program in place in some of the more densely populated areas. It doesn't provide 20. We always have 24/7 coverage of a huge area, sometimes over 300 square miles, but the neighborhood deputies focus on problems that are happening in communities and try to get on top of them before they manifest and grow.
That is such a great resource because being in Birch Bay myself for many, many years, having a neighborhood deputy, they really get a sense of what's happening in the community, and it's a direct conduit to talk to the citizens, and they will alert that neighborhood deputy, you might want to watch for this. And what I've always been impressed by is they always take the time and patience to listen, whether it's a cat in a tree or whether it's perhaps some drug activity that's pretty blatant. But they really, really do a good job in kind of seeing things ahead of the fact.
And I think that reflects on the quality of the people we hire. But you mentioned what citizens can do. You know, we had a 30-year-old homicide here that was recently solved. And it was good citizens hearing about what we were reporting. We're asking for the public's help that came forward and provided information.
When you come back to the break, I want to talk about that. And I also want to take an opportunity to compliment both yourself and retired Dave McEachran. And, of course, that is about the Mandy Stavick case, which received international attention just in the last couple of weeks. But I was hoping we could chat about that. I'm glad you brought it up. When we come back to the break, we'll go into more detail.
Sip wine and support a good cause? If that sounds like a sweet deal, then don't miss Grape and Gourmet Saturday, October 19th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Hosted at the Hotel Bellwether by the Bellingham Bay Rotary Club, Grape and Gourmet will feature wine tastings from an array of wineries and delicious appetizers from the Lighthouse Grill. Sip and sample in the luxurious hotel ballroom as you watch the sunset over the water. Find something you love? Pay special event pricing on your favorite bottles. Proceeds from this annual fundraiser go toward various nonprofits. Grape and Gourmet has previously supported Hospice House, Bellingham Food Bank, Northwest Youth Services, and more. Enjoy Wine by the Water on Saturday, October 19th. Tickets to Grape and Gourmet are $95. Get yours today at BellinghamBayRotary.com. This message is brought to you by BP Cherry Point, committed to supporting the Washington communities where our employees have lived and worked since 1971. For more on how BP is giving back to local communities, go to bp.com/Washington.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. Their report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
With banking, everything is personal because you deserve personal attention to your most important priorities. Please consider Bank of the Pacific when you need personal and convenient banking services from local banking professionals. You'll find the value of current technology applied to your everyday banking needs, including rewards checking, a free mobile banking app, free mobile deposit, and deposit-taking ATMs. To find the right combination of value and advanced financial solutions, look no further than your local community bank, Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC.
Connect with KGMI and the Seahawks with the KGMI Connect email club. One lucky member of our email club and a friend will be in the CenturyLink stands with the other 12 for the Hawks' October 20th showdown with the Baltimore Ravens. And it could be you. Just go to KGMI.com and become a member of our KGMI Connect email club. We'll send you the phrase that pays and when to listen for it on the KGMI Morning News. Be the seventh caller when you hear it and you're headed to the game. Join our KGMI Connect email club and get details today at KGMI.com.
Stay connected with KGMI.
Get local breaking news and all the information you need instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter
at KGMI Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors. First of all, Wynnewood Enterprises, an ideal time to get your yard in shape for the winter. You want to do too much because the growing season is starting to wind down. So get it looking good so it looks great all winter long, and it'll be in a better spot to come on in the spring and look truly beautiful. That's Wynnewood Enterprises and the Bank of the Pacific. Mr. Mike Gish has done it again. I got to tell you, if you own lease land in Whatcom County, say up in the Birch Point area, there's about 28 lots there that is land owned by the DNR. It's leased land. You can get a mortgage. You can build a house. You can protect your investment. And they just closed on an $850,000 gorgeous log home we sold up there. But it was on leased land where the lease went to 2070. Daryl and Mike over at the Bank of the Pacific got it done. And I can't thank them enough and recommend them enough. That's, again, the Bank of the Pacific. So I have on the program this morning, of course, Mr. Bill Elfo, Sheriff Bill Elfo, and you recently received a lot of notoriety, I'll put it that way. And I want to congratulate both you and retired County Prosecutor David McEachran. You took a case that occurred many, many years ago, and most people thought they would never hear anything about it. I'm going to let you explain what happened. And it was remarkable, and the whole country got a glimpse of what tenacity and technology can do to solve a crime.
Well, the day after Thanksgiving in 1989, 18-year-old Mandy Stavick, a 4-0 student, athlete, musician, was home from Thanksgiving break from Central Washington University. She went for a run with her dog. The dog came home. She never did, and several days later, they found her naked body in the Nooksack River. She had been robbed. She had been raped and murdered. When I became sheriff in 2003, went and visited Mrs. Stavick, Mandy's mom. She lives out there in the Clipper on the Clipper Road in a very rural part of Whatcom County, and talked to her about the case. And we assigned more resources to it and continued to work on it. And you know, credit to Dave McEachran, but more credit also to our team, our detectives that worked that case with so much tenacity and following up every lead, and we're ensuring that it's never forgotten. And so every year I would go see Mary and give her the updates. We'd sent detectives to Cambodia to follow up on leads. So, but in 2017, a good citizen come forward and reported some suspicions she's had about Mr. Timothy Bass, where she thought he may possibly be a suspect, and we're in the process of doing a DNA roundup in the of everybody that lived in that area, and everybody voluntarily surrendered their DNA except Mr. Bass and his brother, which put him on the top of our list. So we tried to surreptitiously get DNA by following him. That didn't occur. And a good citizen came forward and said, I think Timothy Bass may have been involved and actually collected a plastic cup and a Coca-Cola can that he had discarded. And that's where we got the 1 in 14 quadrillion match. Make a long, very long story short, he was convicted earlier this year of a first-degree felony murder and was sentenced to the maximum time in prison that applying 1989 law allowed. But I've got to tell you, it's just so proud of our team, our detectives. I'm proud of Dave McEachern coming out of retirement.
He actually came out of retirement because he was so passionate about solving
this. Well, he knew the case from day one.
Yeah.
And we had Gary Goldfogel, our medical examiner. He was a medical examiner at the time. And they tried to the defense tried to discredit him, and he just blew them completely out of the water. And they did a great job on the prosecution as well. But I got to tell you, I've been in law enforcement a long time, and the highlight of my career was going up and telling Mary Stavick on her 81st birthday, and she was out there, and you know, she chops her own wood. At that time she was still living in the same home. And tell her, Mary, it's over. We got him.
Yeah, and she a remarkable woman because she had a lot of tragedy in her lifetime. And good of you to stay in touch and keep that hope alive. And I can't imagine what that moment was like. So unique and so significant that it received national attention. And 2020 recently did a program, and I thought they did a really admirable job. I'm guessing it looked like a pretty accurate depiction of what occurred.
Yeah, 2020 did a two-hour special on it. Dateline's going to do a special on it. And these are shown around the world.
Yeah.
And we're just hoping that it renews interest in other cold cases around the country, but right here in Whatcom County. You know, we're hoping this will spark help. But, you know, Jeff Little was murdered here in 2009, shot to death out on the Massey Road. Carol Green was abducted from Ferndale in 1983.
Well, Bill, I appreciate you taking time to come in this morning. And I, as an individual citizen, feel as though I live in a safer place because of good work of you and your department and the agencies involved. And if you have questions, you can reach out and you can talk to our sheriff. You can talk to the sheriff's office. Thank you for listening. Join you next Saturday on Radio Real Estate.
Thank you, Mike.
This is News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI, Bellingham. KISM, HD2, Bellingham, a Cascade Radio Group station.
It's 11 o'clock.